It was windy down there.
Jerry, you look really good, tan, warm. Is your house still there?
What, in Florida?
Yeah, everything
not
good?
My house. My parents are doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Okay, good seeing everybody. Thanks for coming. What do you got?
Extra work today?
Excuse me?
Was that extra work today? It just seemed like you guys went a little longer than usual.
Same as we always do. We're actually in here earlier than we usually are. Usually we're outside for the press conference. I'm not sure why you guys decided to set it up inside today. A little cold for you? Huh? Jerry?
You ready for a cold game on Sunday? Is that what you're saying?
We are ready, actually, for a somewhat cold game. Weather, yes. We're preparing for that.
John, Pernell McPhee was pretty critical of his own play earlier this week, talking about he's kind of lacks the get-off, and he's... What have you seen from his progress, and how much do you think he's kind of been hampered by the off-season stuff with the injuries and stuff?
Well, one thing about Pernell, he's got, you know, a lot of pride, you know, and he's got a very high standard for himself, and it means a lot to him. So when he says that, you know, he means it. And, you know, he's been battling with a lot of nagging injuries that have, I think he's working through right now. So he didn't practice this week, as you know, so he's working on that stuff.
Coach, coming off the bye, the preparation for this week, how do you think the team did through practice this week?
I think we did really well. You know, I thought we practiced well, practiced hard. Our guys always work really hard. You know, it was very focused. We did a good job of maybe organizing our, you know, we looked at what we needed to work on, and we seem to have done that. So we'll have to see how we play.
At the end of a bye week, is there kind of an eagerness to get back out there after, like, you know, so much time to talk about the previous game, especially when it was, you know, a tough game the last time?
You know, you got a great way of asking questions. You know, it's really, really impressive the way you ask questions. But I think that probably that's an obvious yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Coach P said he thought the bye was probably the best thing that could happen for his defense so they could really go over and see. He said just scheme and little things that they got to work on to stop the run. He said this is probably what they, more than the work, was just the learning to see the film.
Right. Exactly. You know, that's something that, you want to make the most of your bye week that way, you know, not just for rest and recovery, but also to improve, you know, and it's an opportunity, you know, this is a long season. You can break it up into quarters. You can break it up into halves. You can break it up into sixteenths, you know. It seems like every week is a new story. Well, certainly here at the middle point of the year, we want to look at everything and just determine what we think we do well, what we don't do well, what direction we want to move our X's and O's, you know, and try to put our players in the best position we can to play as fast and confident as they can play. And that's really important as a coach. That's something you really try to do for your guys.
John, he already practiced on a limited basis Wednesday, but we didn't see him, or he didn't participate yesterday. How's he progressing as far as being ready for Sunday?
We'll see. Yeah, he's working on it.
Coach, you've been very good after byes under you, 4-0, believe it is, and then Joe after a loss, I think he's got 22 touchdowns. Your thought in after coming in after a bye? Why you're so good after a bye?
You know, we've probably played well the week after a bye, you know. Don't have any thoughts on that other than everyone's different. You know, just because maybe we've done well in an area doesn't mean that doesn't guarantee anything, obviously. And just because we haven't done well in an area doesn't mean that we're not going to play well. You know, you're always chasing something. So, again, every game stands on its own, you know, and this one's going to be a tough battle. You know, we know what to expect. We've been there many times. We understand our team, you know, and obviously they're playing very well. So it's going to be a tough battle.
Without asking you about every player on this injury report, how time-consuming was it for you to have to deal with this week? Because this is the most we've ever seen.
It really didn't take me much longer at all. You know, the guys put – Chad Steele does a great job of organizing that along with Mark Smith, and basically they show it to me and I approve it. So it took me just as long as to say, that looks good. And I was done with it. So it was really easy.
Does the Browns' 19 players surprise you?
No, I don't. Doesn't surprise me. I mean, the league's sending a message. You know, the league is letting us know what they expect on the injury report. So I'll go back to the thing, the significance thing. You know, Kevin's over there shaking his head. You know, you got nervous, you raised up, but the way the thing is written, it says if a player's practiced fully or played fully and he has an injury and he's a significant player and it affects his play, he should be on there. Well, I think player safety is important for all the players. I'm going to say that every injury is significant if that's how they want to word it. So I'm not going to go with the league saying that one player is more significant than another player That's absurd to me. So they can get mad at me if they want for saying that, but, you know, they need to write that a little more clearly, in our opinion. So we'll just put every guy on there that has a hangnail, and we'll go from there.
Do you put, when you're looking at another team's
injury? And here's the other thing about that. I'm on a roll, and Kevin's stiffening up again. You know, aren't there HIPAA rights here? I mean, if I'm a player and I want, and I don't want I've been playing and I've been out there playing and I don't want that on the injury report, and I'm told I have to put that on the injury report. We've got some players that resent that. So yeah, I got a problem with that. In all honesty, you got me, Jerry. Well done.
Unfortunately, had two players who came and said, "Why don't you put me on the injury list? I don't want to be on the injury list."
Right. That's exactly right.
I haven't missed any practice.
If a guy goes out there and doesn't miss a practice, doesn't miss a game, and doesn't want to be on the injury report, and we have to put him on the injury report, I want the league's answer on that. I'm looking forward to hearing that. So I'll probably get fined for that now, you know.
But how much credence do you put on the opposition's injury
report? None. There's no credence on the injury report now. It doesn't mean anything. It has no value. The injury report is without value.
Because Tom Brady used to be on it regularly.
Thank you. Well, you know, Bill figured it out way before the rest of us did. So he's been, his injury report's that long. It's been that way for years. We tried to do it the other way and be honest. Not honest is a bad word. Retract that. Scratch that. We tried to be straightforward with our injury report, and we got fined for it. So we're moving on. Okay, thanks. That was worth it, wasn't it? Thanks for coming.